Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Good morning and welcome. We're here striving to accomplish our vision of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by showing up and doing the talk show every Saturday morning on the radio, broadcast over five stations throughout the state of Arizona. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of you. We also do it by publishing a weekly newsletter that goes out to subscribers only every week and brings you tips and advice and kind of let you know what we're going to be talking about this particular week on the show so you can kind of call someone and let them know, share with your neighbors, your friends, and your family the one place they can come and get great advice on how to build, remodel, or maintain their Arizona home. We also publish a calendar every year. And I was in the warehouse the other day, and almost all those calendars are gone. If you want a calendar, and I know we're already in March, but it doesn't matter, because once we have your address, you'll automatically get next year's calendar automatically in the mail. You better let us know now, because there's only like 100 or 150 calendars left that haven't already been claimed by other people. So,
because we have a reserve that we're saving for the Tucson Home Show.
Saba Show.
A big point of distribution in the past has been those home shows, which we haven't obviously had in a year. So we've got those set aside for the Saba Home Show coming the weekend of May 22nd.
Yep.
But if you're not in that area of Arizona or you're not planning on attending that, you know, let us know. We've got, this will be what we think is our final mailing of our 2021 calendar. And then, you know, we'll have 2022, you know, calendars get printed for whatever reason, midsummer. So we'll have 2022's early fall.
For mail out late fall. So if you've already on our mailing list, we got you covered. You don't need to reach out to us. But if you'd like, if you're a new homeowner, maybe some of these new people from California that were listening to the show last hour, it's more than a calendar. It's a homeowner's manual. And the calendar pays for itself because it gives you coupons and discounts for purchasing home services that pay you huge dividends. And the calendar's free. So reach out to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know you'd like a calendar. But it's not a digital calendar. It's a physical calendar. So if you reach out to us, give us your mailing address, okay? Let's see if we can go to the callers that are lining up here and get some of their questions answered before we go to the red notebook where we catch up on calls from last week. Let's welcome Miss Judy into the show. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
What you working on? What you working on today?
Well, it's a follow-up to last week when you talked about hot water tanks and needing to drain them.
Okay.
And I listened to your podcast, not on the Sunday show. So you said something about if you haven't done it in several years, don't.
Right.
But I obviously didn't hear that in time because a few weeks ago I had it drained and it was like, I'm guessing 7 years or so since it had been drained.
Okay.
The guy told me that my tank was over 13 years old, and I was shocked, first of all. And then he said they don't last that long in Arizona, and I needed to replace it.
Okay.
But when I asked him about how much sediment he had, he said very little came out, because I do have a water softener.
Okay.
So my question is, he quoted me like $1,500 to replace it.
Right.
And I'm wanting to know, should I do it now, or what's the best thing to do?
That's a good one. Because you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But nothing about that price sounds out of line.
If it's a 40 gallon electric water heater?
It's a 40 gallon gas. I live in Sioux City West, and that's the typical ones they put in.
Okay.
But I've replaced it since I built the house. I'm the original homeowner of the house, so.
Well, you said you have a water softener. You said there wasn't much sediment. You know, that's one of the benefits of a water softener is it removes the calcium from our water that, breaks down our water using appliances.
The plumber that did the service call on it, Miss Judy, is this someone you have a relationship with that knows the house and knows you?
Well, not really. The air conditioning company that has serviced our air conditioner forever is a local company, and they were running a special for the plumbing division to do it. And when he was out here doing my normal service on the air conditioner, that's when I went ahead and had them do it.
Okay. So I would ask.
Like I've done a lot with plumbers.
Okay, I would ask, Judy, in the servicing of the water heater, did he look at, check, or replace the anode rod?
I don't know.
The water heater.
I doubt it because.
The water heater is of an age that it is probably safe to assume it's approaching the end of its economic life. When a water heater goes, it's never not a mess.
That was my next question. Where is it physically?
Yeah.
And if you came home and found that it had been leaking because it rusted out, how much damage
is it out in the garage or is it in the master bedroom closet?
The one thing he mentioned to me, it's not sitting on a pan. It's sitting on a raised area that's got galvanized top on it, but it's not in a pan with a lip.
Yeah.
Well, that pan with the lip is only going to hold about 3% of the water that's in the tank.
And that's supposed to be connected to a pipe that takes it outside, theoretically, but those always clog up with spider webs and dust and whatnot. Miss Judy, I can tell you, you wouldn't be wasting your money to replace a 13-year-old water heater if it's economically easy for you to do that. But I've seen gas water heaters with a water softener last over 20 years as well. So,
and this might be a case for what Jennifer was on it.
That little Simple Sense?
Yeah. It's a water
leak detector.
Detector. Mm-hmm. If you've got a good ball valve to shut the water off with and put a leak detector on there, that leak detector, what is it? Does 50 bucks?
Not even. And you would have to have Wi-Fi and be good with your phone. And have it. It goes with an app. You download the app on your phone. And then no matter where you are, it's really great for people who are out of town, have winter homes, summer homes, and then you can always keep track. And it just alerts you. It alerts you if it goes out of Wi-Fi service, for one thing, and then it also alerts you if there is a leak.
So for less than 50 bucks, you could put this water leak detection device by your water heater and maybe get another 10 years out of it.
Download an app to your phone, and it alerts you should it ever sense water. Beep, beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
we just
beep.
Got some of those in for our e-commerce store, too, so we have them.
Okay. Well, Miss Judy, longtime resident of Sun City West, hope that helps and hope you feel free to call us anytime you have a question about your home. It's exactly why we're here.
And I'm not going to say that technician was wrong, but that is one of the things that is kind of a pet peeve where, all right, I'm coming out and we're going to service your air conditioning unit. Well, how many other things can I charge you for while I'm here now?
And many of those techs today are
part salesman,
commission based.
So he wasn't wrong. 13 years, you are close to the end, but there's no sediment. You haven't had any problems. You know, I don't know that I'd pull the trigger yet.
All right. So.
Speaking of both the e-store and our home maintenance calendar, you can also order our home maintenance calendar on our e-store now.
Oh.
So it's completely free to use still, but you can have an excuse to browse our awesome selection of tools and unique products that we have on there and get your calendar at the same time. So, and if you, and you said it is not digital, but you can also go to the, our homeowner resources on our website and get a month by month. You don't get the full calendar, but you do get page by page because those requests are coming in, and I don't think we're going to have those any more calendars after this weekend.
This and, is going to do it, huh?
And okay. Carol would love it if you went on there and ordered Earth Talon shovels and gave a different mailing address for
did
every
Did you see
shovel.
Someone ordered it from Washington this week? Because we were the only people that she could find that carried those awesome shovels.
Our farthest shipped item this week was the D-Ring Earth Talon shovel to Everett, Washington.
Interesting.
It's a good workout, packing those shovels.
It's a great shovel, too.
It is a great shovel. So the calendars aren't doing us any good in the warehouse. We have a few left over to get them out, and you think we'll be out as of the end of the broadcast today.
I do. Those requests are for sure pouring in, and I know the Rosie Wright guys would love that space in the warehouse.
Yes, yes, we would. I want my cabinet shovel. All right. Very good. What else do you have in the red notebook today for catch-up?
Alrighty, Miss Barbara wrote in and asked, we want to replace the wooden slats on our outdoor gates. I would like to use redwood, and I would like to know what type of clear finish we should apply for Arizona sun.
Boy, I would tell her to think real hard about using, instead of redwood, use a composite that has wood grain texture embossed in it. I finally
Trex is the most commonly known.
And they come pre-made to fit in those gate slats. And then you never have to do anything. It's done, like forever. But if your heart is set on redwood, you'll have to find a specialty lumber store to get it for you. They generally don't stock that one-by redwood in a lot of lumber yards. Depending on where you live, you know, if I were looking for that, I would call Help Lumber at 7th Street in Missouri and have them get it for me. Now, once it's up, it was Barbara, was that her name? Miss Barbara, you're going to want to put a clear penetrating oil. As a matter of fact, the last time I put redwood in my gates, I laid all the slats out on sawhorses. And I sealed all four sides and both ends. The end has the open grain. That's what absorbs all the moisture. And I used a product called Wood Life. We've used it for 40 years. It's a clear, penetrating oil that doesn't sit on the top of the wood, but actually soaks into the wood. Get all four sides, saturate both ends, put them up, and be prepared to do it again in about a year, or go to Trex.